Yeah, resolutions out of this meeting. Yeah, Mr. Winger. Thank you, Chair. If there's rather a request for information for the breakdown of the ECD and partial care budget, and how different, what is funded by the $297 million.
Mine, Chairperson, I would love us to make that a resolution, the suggestion that you were, or the question that you were asking Ms. Johnson about, do the trainer not issue a letter stating that the person has completed, let's suggest that to them, that they must ask the trainer to issue a letter that this person has completed this course and are waiting on the, because at the moment they don't have anything to show that they have done a trip.
Okay, and also maybe with that request, as verbally put, request the number of certificates obtained that are outstanding for students who did the ECD practitioner training.
Thank you, Chair. Mine would be on the, it's information on the independent living facility. The membership could not answer on that one. The second one, Chair, is just a kind of report back as and when it's available. The interaction with the relevant role players on the birth certificate issue. Two, the list of sites for poverty alleviation, of sites.
Member McAleni, do you have any recommendation? All right. Members, then that takes care of that recommendation. Can we then now move to the next item on the agenda, which is the draft report of the oversight visit to stop on the 24th of April. And I take it that you have gone through the report. So I am going to page 2 to see whether you are recorded if you have embarked on the visit. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5, page 6, page 7, I just didn't understand really that 10.2 on page 8, I'm on page 8 now. That the provincial treasury should give advice about how NGOs could get funding from the Bavarian government. The CPOA could also apply for funding for the building of a frail care home for older persons in Tahiti. I don't understand that.
The resolution
Do they get funding from the Bavarian government as it is now? But they didn't indicate to us that they get funding from the Bavarian government. Either their relationship.
Because she mentioned that he apparently
I think for now we take that out. Then in terms of 11, the that request, the date should then change because this report was not adopted, so we need to change that date. Member Wenger?
Thank you, Chair. On that point, the whole issue centered around the policy, which is not captured here. So, because the whole thing was how the policy is structured that makes it an impediment to be able to then look at communal living within the social housing context.
Okay, so we should add that policy part.
We should ask for the policy, the department's policy on communal living.
Okay, so will you guide us then in terms of what it would read now, how it would read?
The request of the Department of Human Services to provide its policy on the provision for communal living, that would be part one. And then secondly, a report on communal living within the social housing context. So then they can provide us with sort of more broader information on what these NGOs were talking about as part of their difficulties. And then based on that, we can see whether it needs further interrogation or not.
You got that info, Namonga? Thank you, Member Wenger. And then with that amendment, can we adopt this report? And I'm looking for a doctor and a seconder.
Sorry to take you back. I just want the committee coordinator just to double check. Because I think I was there. I just checked my diary. There's nothing else. And an apology. Okay.
Just for Namonde to double check the attendance register, but I'm also of the opinion that you were not present at that. But please check it before we find it.
The NGO.
Yeah, Member Gopi was also not there. Because I'm just visualizing how we sat and she was not. It was a rainy day like today also. Just check the attendance register, please, Namonde, and make sure. Because it was an oversight. The unannounced visit to AFLO, the SAFA. Members are there, okay. Page 1 is that page without the number, this is the front page. Page 2. Page 3, Member Wenger.
Chair, if I may make a suggestion, it's not really material to the minutes, it's just that 1.4, I think it's important to go closer up than 1.2, because there were two things that we realised on arrival there. But one was that it was the last day that the hall was being used, and then secondly, that it was also the last day of CPX. I just think it would just flow, but it's not, as I said, it's not really material.
So the 1.4 then moves up to 1.2, ne?
Yes.
And then 1.2 becomes 1.3, and 1.3 becomes 1.2.
Okay.
Do you have that?
Okay.
All right. Page 4. Can we adopt Member Wenger and Member Mitchell? Thank you very much. And then we move on to our activity report. Namonde, just put the page 1 on the...
Before you proceed.
Yeah.
On this one, Officer. I was thinking maybe the committee should invite SASA or request SASA to give us their plans going forward. And if we can also help in terms of communicating the information to people as part of initiatives of the committee.
Okay. We have it under resolution page on 3 on that page 4.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. But when we we also have, remember they also have spoken about, well, no, this is another visit that I had. There are some beneficiaries who can't access because they don't have the ID. So in terms of this resolution, SASSA would come, Black Sash would come in terms of where we are with that. Remember we said in this report there are still people who have complaints that are still outstanding for so long. And then also Home Affairs with regards to the IDs and how they assist SASSA in terms of beneficiaries to access IDs so that they can access the grant, the social grant. Yeah. And then we will also, you know, for the stakeholders, we'll also indicate to them a date that we will be having SASSA to come to the committee.
That's exactly where I want to come in terms of the date. It should be sooner. I remember on that day, Member Gillian posted our things on Facebook, and I've been receiving lots of calls from people wanting to understand this, and I'm unable to give the full report. So just not just for that, but generally because people are concerned and they are worried, if we can do that ASAP to assist to ease the concern of the people generally in the province.
Well, the date that is proposed, the date is that on the program is 17 July.
Okay.
So it is the first day that we are back in the next quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the date. It is soonest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then with that said, I still members Wenger and Mitchell for adopting. And then we go to the annual report on Monday. That first page has put a number on it. See? Then page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Yeah, that's the pages.
Mm-hmm.
And I then have a doctor and a seconder. Then we go big.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mitchell. And then we have draft minutes dated the 18th of the 29th, sorry. 29th of May. Membership, ensure that you were here and that you are recorded on page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4. Page 5, page 6, Member Wenger.
Thanks, Chair. Under 3, it says the committee requested the following questions be forwarded to the staffs and responses be forwarded to the committee. We should say the following questions relating to the presentation so that it has a particular context, because all of these questions relate specifically to items in the presentation. Otherwise, staffs might get the letter and not be clear on... And then, if I may, on to 7, it's under the same number 3.4. I wonder if we could perhaps word that a bit differently. Basically, I think the question is trying to ask, for how long has the immediate reporting of a missing person been SAP's policy, as opposed to the 24-hour policy? For how long has the immediate reporting of missing persons been SAP's policy, and how has this been communicated to the public?
Now, what I'm saying is to the
I'm
not
sure.
Yes.
really indicating all of our work, then in terms of July, what is significant for July that we have to recall is the fact that we start the cluster visits on the 20th, the week of the 23rd, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, 24th to 27th of July. So just keep that in mind. It's the A cluster visit week that will happen there. And then I'm going on to the National Health Laboratory Services Amendment Bill within the Department of Health has now also been referred to the committee, and then that briefing will be on the 21st of August by the National Department to this committee, and you have the bill in front of you, so please, I meant that everybody has it. Okay, I'm going to ask Namonda today still to make a copy for each.
The problem that I have to make the copy, the guy who can make the copy is not around.
So when is the guy around?
I think he's coming back maybe tomorrow. But the copies will be made available to the
Can I ask that we get it by the end of the week?
Okay.
Will the guy be back?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Remember, it's just for you to get it so that we all go and do our readings and all of that. So when the department is here, that we, have read through the content and all of that. So please make a note, 21st August, and that meeting will start at 9 o'clock. So please.
So
there's, yeah. So, okay. Yes. Yeah. After that briefing, we need to then talk to that. Then members, before we adjourn, I would never say disembark, but adjourn. I just need to indicate for those who do not know, and I want Member Wenger's attention, that in terms of Member Wenger's attendance as a permanent member on this committee, today would be, as you know, it is the last for this quarter, but for Member Wenger, it will be the last for a few months. Right. So when we start in the next quarter, on the 17th of July, she will be absent. She will not be here. And she would have adopted a new life role. So Member Wenger, on behalf of this committee, we'd like to wish you well on the new journey that you're going to start, the new life journey, and that you will enjoy taking on this new role in your life, and that we see you back when you are back from your maternity leave. We shall miss you in this committee, but keep well over those months that you are not going to be with us. From all of us. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much, Jane, to the committee as a whole. I really appreciate those very kind words. Thank you.
I'm sure she will. I'm sure she will. So with that said, members, thank you for your availability. This committee meeting is now adjourned.